All right, so last week I started doing some pieces of Torah from the Sefer Rav Schechter on Tefillah by Dr. Alan Weissman, based on the Shirim by Rav Herschel Schechter. So we mentioned last time that the Mishnah says in Masechet Brachot, the Chassidim and Rishonim, the early pious men, Hayushon Sha'achat, they would wait 1 hour before they would daven, so the people began just Daf Yomi, Mishnah Yomi. So Mishnah Yomi people have this in another 2 weeks or so. So they would wait 1 hour in order to have proper Kavanah before they would daven, and then they would wait 1 hour after Tefillah as well. We'll speak about both in a minute. But he says that the idea is that you want to get the right kavana, but it means that you should be at davening before davening actually begins. And he says that if a person, so if you're on time for davening, you're really late. In other words, you want to be at the place where you daven at least a little bit earlier, so you have a little chance to focus on what you're being mechaven. And then he after davening, there would be shoa sha'achat. And then, so the poskim say it's like it shouldn't be like a masui, like I'm just trying to daven, then I'm out. In other words, you shouldn't run out after davening either. Another idea you could say, this is a piece from Rav Baruch Simon Sefer, he quotes the Rav Herschel Mispinka. He says, "Suds bleiben beis medrash finif minuten nach in davenin, er soll sich treffen mit seiner eigenem nefesh." That if a person, can spend 5 minutes after davening, you meet your own soul. In other words, like davening is supposed to be not just like a rote, I'm just saying the words. It's like lehit paleal, like Rav Ismach, I think, mentioned during the summer. It's a reflexive verb. You're making an assessment of yourself. You're saying, where am I holding in this world? Who am I? It's paleal. What's my Shabbos like? What's my kashrut like? What's everything like? Slachlono avinu kichatanu. And then after I've done that whole effort, hopefully, I want to think over what I've just accomplished and where I want to go with it. Anyway, then he mentioned, I'm just going from last time, that we said, Ashra Yoshva Vitecha is a pasuk we add before Tilo David, said like our real ratzon is to be among the Yoshva Vitecha. We're dwelling here in the shul, and the Rav says, the Rav thought that that Perek in Tilim, which is Perek Pei Dalid, was the people who were making Aliyah L'Regel, that when they're going back to their homes, so they're saying Ashrei Yoshvei Vitecha, like we would like to be here in the Beis Hamikdash, but circumstances are that we can't, but this is where we really want to belong. Okay, so now he mentions, the Gemara says in Masechet Brachot on Daf Ched, L'olam yikanes adam shir shnei petachim v'edekneset v'charcha kipaleel, a person should enter a distance equal to the width of two doors in the Beis Medrash and daven. So one pshat that the post can bring down, you shouldn't daven right near the door. If your makom kavua there is one thing, but it means I shouldn't just walk into the shul and be davening right near the door. It looks like I'm ready to make my quick exit. It's not like that's the way you should do it. Now, the Gemara says in Masechet Brachot on Daf Samach Beis, Hanichnas Beit HaKnesset LePaleel Mutar LaAsoto Kapandaria. If a person, a Kapandaria is a shortcut. So I'm usually not allowed to make the shul into a shortcut. Let's say I want to go to Rabbi Yismach's office, and I'm in the lobby here. So, and I see, I can cut across the Beis Medrash to get to his office. So I shouldn't do that. That's making a kapandaria. I should go around. So, but the Gemara learns, though, that if I enter a shul, I'm allowed to make it a kapandaria. And then some Rishonim learn that I'm allowed to, but mitzvah lasoto kapandaria. Some posts can learn, in other words, if I enter the shul, let's say, from one entranceway, it's a mitzvah for me to leave the other entranceway. It's like, it shows that I'm a chabev the makom, and it's based on the pasuk in Yechezkel. It says, Zubavo, Ma'aretz, Haba Derech Shar Tzafona, Yetzei Derech Shar Negev. The Chezkel sees a vision of the future Beis Hamikdash. He says the person who enters the north gate will exit by the south gate, and the person who enters by the south gate will enter by the north gate. It means when I'm here in the shul, it's not like I'm not there just to rush out. I should love the shul, and I should leave through a different exit. Okay, then one last idea is that there's a common idea that the Mizrach Vant, the east, in other words, this is the Mizrach Vant, the eastern wall. That's the most mechubad place in shul. So people, I think the Svar Pshuta is, it's near the Aron, that's why it's a chashuv spot. But Rav Schechter explains that's not really the pshat. He says that the idea is, in the Beis Hamikdash and in shuls historically, the entrance would always be opposite the Aron. Like here we have the entrance opposite the Aron. And that's the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, you had the Aron would be in the west, and then the main entranceway would be all the way in the east. So the most innermost place in the shul
it would be the Mizrach Van, the eastern wall. That would be the most inner place in the shul. So that's why that's the most mechubad place. It means that a person is, it's like more permanent in where he's dwelling, in the basic Knesset. That's where you want to be in the shul, in the Mizrach Van. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts?